Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mandy Bell with MLB.com covering the Indians, and she joins. This is all our guests do on Bull and Fox on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Actually, Mandy, before I get into the Tribe, a lot of talk about Ohio State, a lot of talk about Keith's Michigan Wolverines. Where's the hype for your Penn State Nittany Lions?
Oh, man, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. They seem pretty young this year. They've had a lot of guys enter that transfer portal. So I don't even know really what to expect myself. So I'm excited for the season to get started. But their quarterback seems to be pretty intriguing. Sean Clifford, he's a young guy. So it'll be cool to see how that all plays out.
Love it. She nailed it. All right, Mandy, let's get to this weekend because that was some impressive baseball. And it also had, as I think many of us felt, a playoff atmosphere. What did the players have to say about that? Again, not trying to make too much of it, but at the same time, that's a big series, right?
Yeah, every time you talk to Tito, he doesn't like to make too much of it. But whenever you talk to the players, I was surprised how much all of them were like, no. Like, this is huge. We're owning it. We understand it. They were very candid about the whole thing. I mean, Kipnis going into it was like, no, we know this is huge. Clifford said the same thing. He's like, we're excited. We're ready for it. And then after playing the first few games, like you said, it was beyond playoffs type of experience for them. I mean, the atmosphere was unbelievable. It's something that they haven't really been tested during the regular season the last few years like that. And Clevinger said after his start, I mean, it's going to sound sort of narcissistic, but we liked it. Like, it's a test, it's a push, and it's something, it's a taste of October that we didn't really have in the regular season heading, like any time that he had been up in the big league since he's been up. So he was just saying, like, this is fun, this is enjoyable, this is a nice push for us. So they really seem to enjoy the weekend.
How much has the addition of Yasiel Puig and the trade, the Bauer trade, kind of galvanized this team a little bit?
Man, he is on and off the field. I'd say both. I mean, on the field, his numbers have spoken for themselves, so they're definitely going to miss his bat this series because he is dropping his appeal and serving his three-game suspension starting tonight. So he won't be in the lineup against the Red Sox. But, I mean, his offensive numbers have spoken for themselves. He's just been a presence that they've been missing, that cleanup hitter that they've been missing this whole year, as much as everyone, Indians fans like to point out about the Jason Kipnis cleanup hitter. He even said, I know I'm not the cleanup hitter that everybody wants. Trust me, guys, I get it. They found it with him, with Puig, and even in the clubhouse. My goodness, in the past month, the difference of a vibe in there. He is just so energetic. He is go, go, go. He is yelling. He is laughing. Everyone seems to starting to be adapting to that. I mean, it's a funny atmosphere both on the field and in the clubhouse for the Indians now.
Mandy, we talk about obviously Santana's grand slam yesterday, but man, the little things that become big things. That relay from Naquin in the outfield there to basically save it, and you mentioned Puig, and I think one of the things that is not getting talked about as much with his bat and everything, is that guy has an absolute rifle in right field. And now all of a sudden the Indians in the corners, when you have Naquin playing left and him playing right, you've got guys second guessing and maybe not even getting that far as thinking about taking an extra base on one of those guys.
Absolutely. I mean, even before the Indians had Puig, Naquin was talking about how much pride he takes in his arm strength, and he showed it off a couple times already this year. So to have that in left field and now have Puig in right, I mean, that's an enormous upgrade for the Indians to be able to have those weapons in both left and right. And like you said, Naquin, if he doesn't bear a hand that ball, it's almost impossible for that to happen. He made the absolute perfect play. Tito talked about it today. He said every aspect of that was perfect, and if it wasn't perfect, it wouldn't have happened. That would have been a loss, and that would have been a tough loss to swallow after everything that weekend, to walk out of there with a split rather than being tied for the lead.
Mandy, as far as the Puig suspension, I mean, it's kind of obviously a downer right now because you're getting ready to take on the Red Sox. But was this one of those things where he may have gotten an indication? Because my guess is, you know, he didn't take it right away because he says, hey, I really didn't start anything. I think he really believed that. Did it maybe come down to him that, hey, you know what, the three games is going to hold up. You might as well just take it and maybe just remove that black cloud if there is one, because things are just going so well right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, and I know immediately would be, look, I want to appeal this. I mean, you could tell that was his immediate reaction. It was hard because the first day that the media got to speak to him in Cleveland was the day that the appeal was announced and the suspension was announced and all that type of stuff. So he had so many things going on. So he said, yeah, I'm appealing. I want to do that. But I mean, he didn't talk about it too much, but that seemed like his initial reaction. But once you get through that twin series, that he was still able to be in that lineup, which was crucial for the Indians to be able to have him in there. They would have had to lose him for that. That would have been a big, big setback. But to be able to get through that weekend and then just take it against the Red Sox, I mean, it's a tough stretch. You have the Yankees, you have the Mets, who the Mets are extremely hot right now. I mean, there's no good time to lose him. But if they were able to squeak it in after the Minnesota series, I mean, this is the time to have it done. So him dropping that, just he'll eat these three games now, and then he'll join the team back in New York on Thursday.
Mandy Bell is our guest, MLB.com. Mandy, I know Kluber's going to have a rehab start tomorrow in AA Akron for the Rubber Ducks. What's the timeline for him? I mean, do we expect him to come back rather quickly here, or is he going to be a couple of rehab starts?
I mean, they're sort of taking it step by step. They like to listen to his body. They like to see how he's responding. They haven't projected anything too far out advance yet. They're trying to take it start by start. They'll come in Tuesday, or I guess they'll come in on Wednesday and talk about exactly how it went. They'll talk to him. They'll sit down with him. I'm assuming there's probably going to be a few more. I think the earliest would probably be that very end of August. But I mean, as each day goes by, that keeps getting here quicker and quicker. And Savali and these guys who have come in and filled in have been great. So that has to give the Indians a little bit of comfort and breathing room to make sure that Kluber does his rehab right and takes every day of the 30 days that he needs, if need be. But it seems like, I would say, closer to the end of the month that to be expecting him back into this rotation.
Mandy, let's talk about some of those young pitchers, because, I mean, this has been, when you think about what they were able to do amidst all the injuries and then, of course, make this comeback and to do it without Kluber for a while, Clevinger was out for a while. You even had, you know, now obviously the unfortunate situation with Carrasco. These guys all seem to, and when I say all, I'm talking about, you know, Plesac, Savali, even, you know, Bieber obviously is a star now. But, you know, those three guys essentially came in the same draft class. Is there an identifiable trait that the Indians look for in these guys? I mean, because you can say, well, it's just good luck. They got really lucky again. But there's obviously something they identify that they like in these guys, right?
I mean, it seems like it. It seems like you can't hit the lottery three times, and somehow they did it. It seems like lightning is striking three times here. And it's to all be in that 2016 draft class is unbelievable. We've talked about it so many times here. Tito just keeps saying over and over again, like, I feel like I get too much credit because everyone looks at this team and they look at everything on surface level and these guys in the bigs. But this player development staff that we have is truly unbelievable. And I mean, they're proving it. I think the biggest common trait of all three of these guys when they've gotten up here so far is just that it's not even pitching. It's really just the way they're able to handle themselves. All of their emotions are in check. They're all extremely mature. And Tito always has said for Bieber that he's mature and wise beyond his years. And he said that about Savali yesterday after his start. He said he just seems so mature beyond his years. And once you start getting into the quotes that Tito uses about Bieber for somebody else, then you know that's high praise territory because he really loves Bieber. And so you start saying that about some of these other guys. I mean, he's been impressed. Everybody's been impressed. And if you would have told Indians fans, if you would have told anybody at the beginning of the year that this rotation would be missing Kluber, Carrasco, Bauer after the trade, and Clevinger at different points this year, I mean, it doesn't seem like they should be anywhere near where they are right now. So yeah, it's been an extremely impressive run.
Fun time to be a Tribe fan, no doubt. Again, Mandy Bell, you can check her out on MLB.com. Also follow her on Twitter. Mandy, keep up the great work, and we will do it again soon. Thank you for your time.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.